Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I am unable to take him to school at like 7:15. They open the doors at 7:30.
Right.
They require parents to drop off at 7:30.
That's school. More of a modern thing. When I was a student, they had festival seating. And
your parents would drop you off at 4:30 in the
4:30
morning.
4:30, and we'd all wait out in line, and it was all good until 2 5th graders were crushed to death.
And I want to go on record as saying what I did, I don't condone. If you do what I did, you risk everything. And I am not overstating it. I am telling you, I am not proud of my behavior.
All right.
I am not proud of the way I did. The aforementioned Tam Miami Trail. Sorry, Ta.
People don't know that most of the roads in Florida were named by Nell.
You
turn left on Onale Onk Onk.
You speak Nell. I forgot how much that brings me joy.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I was informed by my wife, the director of the merchandising section of the show, that there were a few people who snuck in before we shut down the ordering process for the T-shirts.
People.
And that's all right.
Well,
that's
no, okay. I appreciate it. But when we announced these T-shirts over 2 weeks ago, did we not set a deadline?
Why are you being anti-listener?
I'm not being anti-listener. I'm being pro-rules.
Rules don't apply when they help the cause.
These people could have gotten these shirts
someday
a week ago.
You will understand. No, I don't think you will ever understand.
I do. I do understand. But, Mike, rules are in place to make the game more fun.
Well.
But I thank them for
Carla
pressing
informed me
their
that
luck.
There was one person just after midnight. And then, because
was it Eric Clapton?
It hadn't been after midnight. It hadn't been completely shut down. But there was one somewhere in the neighborhood of 2 in the morning.
2:52.
252.
Thank you.
Oz, do you have the name of the purchaser? Because I don't say it, but I want to see if you've got. Do you have the initials of the last purchaser?
DM.
Yes. Okay. D M.
Hmm. Oh, and I bet he is an East Coaster, right?
Yes. Carla told me.
In the past, has this DM ever done anything to call attention to himself?
Let me just say this.
Can't stand it.
This operation now is hitting on all eight, where Carla and Oz and me, we all know it's the same person. That's it. That's what I call a tight ship. That type of organization is going to bode well for you getting your stuff when you order something from the store. Yes, in the wee hours of the morning.
You didn't include me,
Mike. Possible.
You did not include me because I got it.
You know,
too.
Yeah, but you're not part of that chain. But, it's just having Oz with the. This is on, you know,
this
a record of who we had.
Sartorial equivalent of walking across the front of the stage after a show has begun.
Right. Yeah. Dennis Murphy.
No, you see, now the mystery is gone.
Dennis Murphy. Congratulations. You were the last person in. You will get your T-shirt, Dennis. I am happy the Don't Get Happy Society T-shirts. And
I was hoping it would at least be a West Coaster, so they were thinking midnight their time.
It's
but
funny.
It's not at all.
Thank you for your T-shirt sales. And we're not going to do T-shirt sales every month. We're not going to do them necessarily every 2 months, but we're going to do them periodically. And we're going to be offering throughout the year now creative and fun things to sell to you for the support of the show. And the next project, I think, will be coming along probably in the next couple of weeks. So
yeah.
Stay tuned.
I'm
and
excited
stick around
about it.
Here.
Very excited.
So when I have been very, very diligent with trying to get the show taping underway on time, and if there's anyone that has been tardy, whether it be Oz or Rob or Mike, it has been me, because on days like this, I am responsible for getting my son to school, and we tape at 8 a.m. So I
you
leave the house.
You have the busiest, you by far have the busiest pre-show ritual.
It is, but only when I have to do this. And
right.
So, and that doesn't happen all the time. Carla and I have been rearranging our schedules to make it work. And today I had to get to school with my son early. He is in a school play tomorrow, and a school play that requires him to ride his bicycle on the stage. And so this morning.
Is it the Book of Mormon?
It's From Away. It's the musical From Away with the about the jets that land. No, it's not. It's not the Book of Mormon. It's
Is
Cats.
It the one? It's Cat. Oh, because Julia, she just missed out on her high school musical, which was based on the insurrection on January 6th.
Very exciting. So when you realize that you are, as a couple, somewhat intellectually challenged when it comes to areas of engineering, loading a bicycle into an SUV, especially with all the crap taken out of the back that is used for football viewing, and we're in between seasons now, so that could all go out of the back of the car.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fire drill, and
did
first
it go
thing
in
this morning,
handlebars first?
It went in, unfortunately, handlebars first. Now, when you say that, you speak as though you have some knowledge.
I have moved a bike before. And I
Are
might
you
remember,
saying that handlebars first, probably not the best thing to do?
As I recall, it's not the best way to do it. Now, also remember, I
would
have,
agree after my experience this morning.
I also moved furniture for a living for a while. And remember when we packed up Julia's truck to move her to Richmond the first time, Robert came in and said, "Hey, Mom, you know how Dad's really bad at a lot of things?" And she goes, "Yeah." He said, "He's really good at packing a truck." So I still withhold that, because
probably could have used you this morning, because
you put
got
it
that
in
kind
rear
of math
wheel.
Line.
You put the rear wheel in first, and then that gives you the opportunity to zhuzhy the front wheel to make sure it gets in.
There it is.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, zhuzhy. She put one. What is zhuzhy?
Zhuzhy is a word that my great grandmother used. I believe it is a Yiddish word. It just means finagle, or move a little.
You are 1/8 Jewish.
I am.
We never talk about that enough.
You just sounded like you were using a dialect. We never talk about that enough.
We never talk about the fact. So we fold down half of the seat.
Yeah.
And once we put the front wheel in with the handlebars, it serves as what I would best describe as a wall anchor. Where
it locks itself.
The idea of moving the bike at this point is impossible, and Carla's wrestling with it in her jammies because she has the day off. That's why I took Michael to school today, and then I'm wrestling.
She's
with
running
it,
around.
And then
like
we're arguing.
Zsa Zsa with her big furry slippers.
It takes all of 5 seconds,
right?
For the argument to begin, because it's just like, no. I said, we never should have put the wheel in first like that, but I should have known that to start with. And we finally manipulate it. And then it's, I realized that taking him to school at 5 after 7, no problem. Because there's nobody in the workforce.
Oh, you're right.
Really, that has to get to work at 7:30.
Yeah.
Now, on the way back, when I'm coming in the main traffic flow, everybody has to be at work at either 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. or 9 a.m. And the 8 a.m. what I encounter is the road rage 8 a.m.ers, of which I am one, because I have to be here at 8 a.m. because we are, and with the events of the last month, it has been extremely a source of pride for me to get the thing up and running. I think people will notice that the shows have been running up for consumption earlier.
Oh,
it
yeah.
It has been a benefit to the show to do that, and we're very happy about it. But at the same time, my competitive nature.
And you are competitive, yes, yes.
It's such that I want to get here on time. Today, not one, but two moments of road rage. And I want to go on record as saying, what I did, I don't condone. If you do what I did, you risk everything. And I am not overstating it. I am telling you, I am not proud of my behavior.
All right.
I am not proud of the way I did.
May I ask a geographic question before you proceed?
Sure.
So many people, like myself, have, if best, a vague notion of the way the roads are laid out down there. Now, in Washington, D.C., the traffic goes one way in the morning, and the traffic goes another way in the afternoon because people are headed in the morning, headed out. Is there some sort of industrial hub that one direction is going to be? It's just people out and about.
It's people getting to work in both directions.
Okay.
Probably a heavier, definitely a heavier flow from north to south than from south to north. So that when I take my kid to school.
I hate a heavy flow.
A heavy flow is difficult, but the heaviest traffic would be returning from his school, which is downtown.
Okay.
When I'm taking him to school, I am going north. When I'm returning to my domicile, I am going south.
All right.
And the real issue is going south, because that to me, I guess you would think that medical offices, business locations, while it's not a hub, they would be concentrated south of where my kid's school is, even though my kid's school
shops.
Is downtown, technically,
yeah.
More towards downtown. And with the bicycle and the he's character counsel, which means he opens doors and greets people. He's a great kid.
Yeah.
And he knows that daddy is in a state as soon as he gets in the car, and because daddy and mommy wrestled like a pair of absolute morons with the front wheel of the bicycle. And I'm just, there are certain things about me that are self-loathing, where I loathe myself so completely by not processing the way to manipulate a bicycle wheel, just like I loathe myself for not having an ability at mathematics. It's not something I would have, if I had to go back and do it all over again, I would spend hours forcing myself to learn mathematics. I would force myself to learn engineering, and I would force myself to learn carpentry.
You wouldn't be here if you
but
had
I
those
love
skills.
The idea of being able to I would love the idea of being able to be skilled at math, be skilled at handiness in a home, and that's just when I really get mad at myself, that's what it is. When I'm sitting wrestling with the front wheel of a smaller bicycle, and I am just my heart rate is through the roof as I get in the car, and my son picks up on it, but then we have a wonderful fun drive down to school.
So you're able to compartmentalize it and get away from the self-loathing?
Oh, 100%. I mean, the bicycle's in. It's going to get out of the bike. It's going to get out of the car easily, even though it didn't get in and placed in
Not
there perfectly.
As easy as it could be, but it'll get out easy.
Well, no, we rearranged the whole thing. We pulled
we
definitely backed it in after the fact because it was stupid to put the wall anchor behind the seat, which locked the handlebars in.
I can so perfectly visualize it.
It's just
you and your self-loathing, you baby reindeer.
I hate it.
God bless you.
I hate that about myself. And we really, it's just Michael is aware of the fact that he's winding down. He's going to be in school till the end of May.
Okay.
Right at the end of May. So he's got the last month. And he said something today. Said, today might be my very last math test. And so he gets that it's wind down time. He was just a source of joy. We had a nice chat on the way down. That all goes by the by when I hop back in the car, because now I'm looking at the clock and now I'm seeing I have 25 minutes to get here.
Okay.
And I was late yesterday. And I'm not going to be late today. And that's when you get out on the highways and byways and you confront everybody that, and I can't, by the way, I am unable to take him to school at like 7:15. Can't do that. Won't be able to let him out of it. They open the doors at 7:30.
Right.
They require parents to drop off at 7:30. That's the way it works.
You know,
at the
school. More of a modern thing. When I was a student, they had festival seating, and
your parents would drop you off at 4:30 in the morning.
4:30, and we'd all wait out in line, and it was all good until 2 fifth graders were crushed to death.
Crushed to death by a runaway steamroller. As I go back to the 20s. Still call them steamrollers.
That's right. Well, you need them to make the dirt flat on the roads.
And man, today, Rob, everybody. There was, I talk about the, and these are people, God love them. They're slaying the dragon. They're out there.
They're out there.
They're doing their work. And, you know, every city in America has this, in the suburbs, the aggressive pickup truck driver.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The aggressive pickup truck driver is nothing new. I get it. It's the way it happens. And I didn't really need to flip him off. First of all, I slide into the right lane behind him.
People should know your child is no longer in the car when you do this.
My child is no longer in the car.
Thing.
And I'm trying to get the lane that's going to get me fast. So there's a lot on the three-lane road known as the 41, which is also referred to as the Tamiami Trail.
Oh, I've been on it.
Tam for Tampa, Miami for Miami. I'm sliding back and forth. And this guy doesn't have a dog in the fight when I slide in back of him, but I guess he didn't like that I was too close in back of him, and he brake checks me. And then I get back in the other lane, and then he cuts me off.
Mm.
And that's when I couldn't help myself. And this is when you take a chance, because down here in the state of Florida, stand your ground, Florida, when that middle finger comes up, you don't know what's going to happen.
Well, when you do it, it's more for you than him.
I do this. I go like this.
Boy, like, you do right it in the middle. Like you're looking for trouble. I'm not looking for trouble.
I'm spontaneously reacting to a guy that cut me off and brake checked me within 2 minutes.
You got to count to 10, man. That, you're going to get yourself shot. It's no good. What was the?
You don't need to tell me something I already know.
How old is this guy in the truck?
It could be anywhere between 25 and 45. I have no idea. But he's a young dude with wide tires on his little penis mobile as he's, you know, being tough guy. Tough guy. I don't care about tough guy. I've never had a problem with tough
guy. No, you like courteous guy.
I don't. So, but I have the presence of mind to say, as soon as I do that, I lay back. And then he speeds up ahead. Not to be seen again.
All right, so he's out of your
life. And there's no further conflict. Then I am driving maybe another 15 minutes up the road, and I see that there are two left lanes jammed, and there is one lane that it's empty, and I'm going to get into the left lane. Well, at the moment, I'm going to get into the right lane. By the way, I know what I just said.
I think everyone understands.
I'm going to get into the right lane, and there is a car. Has to be doing 80 miles an hour,
mm-hmm.
who just slams his horn on me. And then spontaneously again, the middle finger goes up once again.
Twice in a morning?
I apologize. Do not try this at home. This is dangerous. This is when people jump out of cars.
Mike, did you do the same wind-up that you did with the first one?
No, that was much, much more spontaneous.
Okay,
because the guy came out of nowhere, and he was a big dude too, a big dude in a little car. he was in an older model like Tercel, and you know that had the paint burned off of it.
Sure,
but that's another thing. You never know what his world is.
Yeah,
he
could have just been let go.
He might see my fancy SUV and say, "I'm going to take out an old person today." So that's it. I am not proud of my behavior. I say this so he gets out of his car
like Michael Douglas. I watch
videos of this stuff that happens all the time.
I know.
It's terrible. And it's just not something I should do, and it's embarrassing, and it's idiocy, and this means that if this happens again, I take care of all of it by sending you a text in the morning. You and Oz, a text in the morning that I'm going to be 5 minutes late.
Easy, easy, easy. Do that.
But you know why this is happening, right? You know why this is happening. Because the other guy was late every day.
Mike, that's what caused the
last fight.
No, he doesn't cause traffic. He doesn't cause pickup trucks. You're there. I'm here, and you're there.
No,
and
I'm saying this is because of the last guy
that
worked with us. What are you saying about pickup trucks?
I'm saying that he doesn't cause you to be late. It's the other things that cause you to be late. And I know it drives you crazy, but it shouldn't.
No, you're not understanding the message I'm getting. The competitiveness of me obsessing over the time
I don't understand what you said. But what I'm saying is that it's no different than it was before. And if sometimes you're 5 minutes late,
but it is different than it was before.
Well, I know now in your mind it is. Yes, it is.
But it is.
Okay, then it is. But I'm saying,
do you care?
I do care that you are upset about it, but I want you to know that it's not breaking my heart.
I value it.
Okay, I understand that. I do. I do. But I want you to know that it's not driving me crazy, especially when you keep me updated. If you're going to be late, then you're 5 minutes late. But
all right, well, that's where it kind of came from today.
Okay, I understand. I do. I do.
And, you know, with a new guy on board, Oz, I like to, by the way, there for you bonus show fence sitters.
Yeah.
And you bonus show subscribers, I'm going to go on record right now.
Uh-oh.
As saying that this Friday, on the bonus show, we may reveal the great and powerful Oz.
That would be something. That will be something.
I don't know. I haven't made a final decision yet, but I have to ask Oz himself. Oz, would you be amenable to revealing your identity on Friday's bonus show?
Sure. And not sound like a chipmunk anymore?
Yeah, and not sound like a chipmunk anymore.
I want to have
somebody that we can always talk to.
I do too.
You know, that's part of it too. And so that's it. And you heard that's his answer, and that's a good you know, Oz and I almost slipped again.
Yeah,
Oz and I have a way of communicating where he answers a question in such a way that I track with it. I know what he wants. So that's a yes, that's an enthusiastic yes. And so count on it. This Friday on the bonus show, we will reveal the great and powerful Oz. And if you're curious, and a lot of people are, they're the P1s that like to know these type of things.
Right.
I'm looking forward to it because it'll be a new day. So
I love it.
Count on that on Friday. We the name.
He's actually acquired a new nickname online. Did you know that?
What's that?
Gapo.
Gapo?
G-A-P-O, Great and Powerful Oz. So a lot of people are just calling him Gapo.
Well, I think we can always call him Oz, but I don't think that, you know, that we'll also, you know, let you know what's going on because we've made some significant changes to the show and we're very excited about that. And it should be, well, then fine. But that's getting back to the other reason why I don't like to be late because, you know, new impression, and I want everything to be on the up and up.
I agree.
With time, and you've done a nice job, and Oz has done a nice job with getting the shows up for public consumption. So I'm very, very happy.
As early as possible. That's what we want. Especially for you, your West Coasters. It's almost like morning drive now. They can download it for their way to work, which is great.
I should also mention that today I was using my wife's car, my wife's fancy car. Because my car, day two in the shop. Well, technically the third day. We're going into Monday, Tuesday. Yeah, Monday evening I dropped it off at the key box.
So on the third day, it should rise again.
I'm not quite sure with your Jesus analysis if that's going to happen. But what I love, and I love this with any business, I love online scheduling.
Yes.
I love online communicating. Mm-hmm. I love all of that because it's clear. There is no room for a gray area. So all of that information I received via text that there's the key drop. I can do it that way. And then I got one follow-up call that was responsible. What I got yesterday was online the estimate. And I have to approve the estimate.
They just email it, or how do they do it?
They text it.
Oh, okay.
And they text me a link with a detailed photographs, everything included. And I know, I was so. Why are you chuckling?
Well, you know, photographs of the work and photographs of your repair guy. Just something tasteful.
No, photographs of the worn out part.
Oh, okay. So no photographs of the car repairman,
which includes A, the brake pads, and B, the rotors, the cooling system, the air filter, and a few other things too. Oh, a full oil, you know, a lubrication.
Sure.
Oil change, yeah. Oil and lube.
How are you on maintenance, the scheduled maintenance of your car?
Diligent.
Okay.
Diligent.
So this is just normal wear. Normal wear.
I would assume with a car with about 34,000 miles on it, that's normal wear and tear. Now, there are people, I'm sure, I'm going to be deluged by people telling me that, no, you don't. No, I don't care. I'm doing it.
Do you still ride the brake, Mike? Do you just keep your foot on the brake all the time?
The type of driving I do on the aforementioned TAM Miami Trail.
So clever.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, people don't know that. People don't know that most of the roads in Florida were named by Nell.
You
turn left on Onalay Onk Onk.
You speak Nell. I forgot how much that brings me joy. That you speak Nell. It's wonderful. TAM Miami Trail is a brake heavy. Route every day, and it's usually when I'm taking my kid to school or anywhere where local driving. I'm very happy with the driving situation down here. I know I mentioned traffic, but by and large, compared to the D.C. area, which was much longer, you would linger longer. It is it's fine. So I think that the maintenance is necessary.
Okay.
So that is why I approved. Without doing, and I also think that going to this independent repair, certified repair shop is a better value than going to the dealer. In fact, I'm almost certain of it, that it's better than going to the dealer.
Was the price quote, was it life-changing, disappointing, or about what you expected?
I'm not sure. You have to give me another category. You can put disappointing, what I expected, or a hassle.
Okay. Of those three, which is it?
It's a hassle. That's Nell on Route 41, otherwise known as the Ta Miami Trail.
She's so upset.
You know, I'll be collecting Social Security this month.
30 days, Jerry.
Let's just say it's nice that the first payment from that fantastic administration will be going into the pocket of a car repair shop.
Well, you should just call the Social Security Administration and have them mail your check.
Forward it to them.
Exactly. And make it out to cash.
It's also like 40,000 miles stuff. So I get it.
It works.
But now, here's the dilemma, because now I have sunk tires, brakes, brake rotors, and brake pads into this vehicle. And the way it's explained to me with the lease is that they're going to do it anyway, and they're going to charge you. So if the car has that kind of wear and tear, and you say, I elect to just drive on the bad rotors and the bad pads, they will get you in the end. Do you believe that is true?
I
believe
almost,
it's true. It's all electronic. You get the warning. You get the warning electronically.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Because in days of old, even 10 years ago, you could turn it in and hope that they don't pick up on it.
And they do more of a visual inspection.
Yeah.
But now they have electronic sensors. So if you do not, and it's all done that way, which makes it more. Look, I know there might be people screaming at me right now. You didn't need to do it that way. But I have. The car has been significantly upgraded now, or will be. They didn't. That's the one thing. That's the one thing they didn't tell me is when and they didn't reach out after they told me how much. They told me what, but they didn't tell me when.
They'll tell you. They'll do. Did you?
Hopefully
when did you
today.
Sign off? When did you sign off on it? Last night?
Yesterday, right after the show.
You have my guarantee as a guy who has bought crappy cars before that they will be done with it today. That's not a big deal for them.
All right. Well, that's
then they're going to notify you when it's done.
That's fine. I can live with that. I'm fine with that.
Don't
and I like the
off,
idea.
Though.
I like the idea of getting into a vehicle that is safer than it was before. That's
can't
fine
put
with
a
me.
Price, can't put a price on the safety of your family, Mike.
But at the same time, now when it comes time in August to say goodbye to the car, it is making me think long and hard about, you know, I've invested in this vehicle.
Yeah.
And why should they reap the benefit?
Yeah.
All things being equal, so that's the dilemma. And you know, Rob, that this is a departure for me.
It is.
This is a significant departure. This is the type of stuff where when I go to sleep at night, I cry myself to sleep.
I know.
When this would not be an issue for me 20 years ago.
You love, in the past, you have loved getting rid of cars and getting new
cars.
You love getting
a new car. And I have to say, this was Carla's car. It became my car, and I have a lovely relationship with this car. I think this car is wonderful, and I like the shiny and new, like we all do as Americans. Don't we? Doesn't every red-blooded American like a new automobile? Isn't there something exciting about
you
no matter
have
what
the
it
new
is?
One, and you want to have the new phone. You want to have the new and the best. If it's something that you're going to be upgrading all your life, nothing better. So the last time, I will probably never in my life, now that I'm along in years, never buy a new car again.
But what do you mean along in years? You're in your 50s.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can't. I'm more than half done. You know this. I'm not going to make it to 100.
Don't think that way. Don't think you're. I mean, I at the Social Security age can think that way, but I still have gas in the tank. It's why we're laying out things for the future of the show.
Mike, I don't plan on dying in
the
next.
You don't see yourself ever purchasing another new car?
Maybe not. I mean, because you know why?
You plan to keep your Subaru until you die?
No.
You would get another used car.
I would get another used car. Because I think that the only reason I got this new is because I flipped the other one.
Because you wrecked the other one.
Yeah, and the insurance helped out a lot. It's very expensive to buy a new car.
I think we could reveal that now. I think the statute of limitations is over.
That
you purposefully rolled that car on the Dulles Access Road.
It was very nice. I had my my nephew go out to the Dulles Access Road early that morning and put a wedge on the side of the road. Because as you know, it's virtually impossible to flip a Subaru. Because
Rob's hanging upside down by his seatbelt saying, I'll get a new car for this.
And, Mike, they have a notorious low center of gravity. When I talked to my salesman at the dealership, and he remembered me because I don't.
That was a Subaru that you rolled, a Subaru SUV.
I rolled a Forester, and now I have an Outback. They're very similar, but this one's a little wider.
Outback
and
is a little upgrade.
Yeah, it's the next size up. And the thing is that they have a notorious, really safe center of gravity, almost impossible to flip it. And when I talked to my...
You proved them wrong on that one.
I sure did. And I said to the salesman, I said, I'd like to get a new car. And he says, what's wrong with the old car? I said, I flipped it. He said, how?
How did you flip it?
I can't tell you.
You had a memory lapse.
I did. And it was... Most of the damage was the front driver's side, so I think I hit someone on the front driver's side, and somehow that allowed it to flip. I can't tell you; I was not aware of the moment. But the
So you're not aware of the moment. I'm going to try to take you back to what you might remember. Do you remember that you rolled the vehicle immediately? That you went into a roll immediately, or
I was aware of the roll. I was aware of going upside down. Yeah. It's really funny, Mike. I'm glad that you are entertained.
Was it a single roll where you land up, you end up on the hood, or did you roll a couple of times?
Mike, have you ever seen the mountainsides of California?
Stop! Don't do shtick. I want to know the truth.
It was a one flip.
So you rolled the car onto its top and slid.
Yeah, and I believe it was
skidded.
I believe it was clockwise. If I were to reverse engineer it, I think it would have been a simple rear ending on my part, but I may have accelerated, and that's what caused the flip.
It's just amazing.
It was the beginning force of a bad, bad year for me. Just so you know.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Do you think did you think you like blacked out or something, or you were just daydreaming?
I was probably a mix of everything. It was, as you know, the day following a funeral. I was not
due to the state of the statutory laws in the state of Virginia. We will not ask Mr. Spiewak any more questions.
I was not medicated. I had been sober for almost a year at that point. I think my mind was just a little overwhelmed, and it I let it drift, and you can't do that, especially not on that road, and flipped the car, and it was really scary. Mm-hmm. It really was. And my mom said,
when did you kind of focus? When did you realize that I'm in a,
well,
I mean, did you, when did
I
you
remember,
come to?
I remember being upside down, but not realizing I was upside down, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, because you were in a state of shock.
And I was upside down in the car. And when I looked out my window, instead of seeing like feet, I saw feet walking because my head was really close to the pavement and people leaning down to, are you okay? And I really had to reorient myself because I was in the seatbelt holding me in. Now, Subaru should know that if you're going to roll a car, roll that one because it was solid as a rock and I was fine. The airbags deployed and I was able to get out through the, Mike, it's not funny.
If you bang any harder, the airbags are going to explode.
So I was able to climb out the window, which was shattered. And
the windshield was shattered?
No, I went out. That was shattered, but that safety glass.
Okay, so it's kind of cracked.
Yeah, I was able to get out the driver's side window because I couldn't open the door.
Did it like explode when you did it pop open?
The glass was everywhere. It was broken. It was already open. And then I was able to get out, and my mom says the worst phone call she gets is when I call and I say, first of all, I'm okay. And she says, what happened?
But that's the right way to do a call like that.
Yeah.
That's the correct way to do it, and you did it, and you're fine. But I think, aim higher for this show and for the success of this show.
A brand new car. I would love it.
Let's aim for that. Okay. Yeah, because like what would be, and I'm not talking about outrageous, I'm talking about something that would be aspirational for you.
Aspirational
for me? A vehicle
that
would be aspirational.
Would be another brand new Tahoe. I love that car so bad.
GM, General Motors automobile, brand new one with all the bells and whistles.
Yeah.
All right. Very popular. Very, very popular.
We wore ours into the ground. We put nearly 200,000 miles on it, and I miss it.
Hold on.
You're going to check it out in your book?
Go into the book right now. Let's see. All right. Oh, there's the D's. I want the C's. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You're saying you want a Tahoe XL or do you want the
Well, I mean, let's go top
regular
of the line.
Tahoe.
Let's go with the XL.
Oh boy. Oh, can you still see me?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, hold on. I messed up.
No, you're fine.
Well, no, I mean, it's for me. I got to
see. Oh, okay. You're still
you
just saying. Hi.
Welcome back. Hi. All right. The Tahoe. Let me see here. Like the Suburban, the Tahoe's independent rear suspension improves ride comfort handling. This massive vehicle is also very functional. Standard V8, 10-speed automatic. Got a lot of stuff you like.
Yeah.
The Premier Trims electromagnetic dampers significantly improve both the ride and handling. The enormous cabin is super quiet. Controls very easy to use except for the tricky gear selector. It's a big step up to get into the Tahoe. And the tall, and that's fine for you because you're a big guy.
Mm-hmm.
The tall hood cuts forward visibility. And then, to give you an idea.
Right.
All right. Your Subaru, and I'm going to get these out. Your Subaru, and this is Consumer Reports that I'm using.
They don't take advertisements.
Your Subaru Outback is rated 79
out of a possible
overall
100?
Score in Consumer Reports.
Okay.
Your Tahoe?
Yeah.
Your Tahoe is 52.
Wow, really?
And the worst thing about the Tahoe is reliability.
No kidding.
That's what it says here. You know?
Well, I guess my Tahoe was... God, you know, it was 20 years ago. That's why. And it may be
price range, base price range, $54,000 to about $80,000.
That's about what I expected,
yeah, for the for the Tahoe. So just be aware of that.
It's certainly more than the Subaru. But you know what? As years go on, Subaru makes a lovely looking SUV as well. Maybe I do that. I've been so delighted with our Subaru.
It's the engine with Subarus. It's that lawnmower engine they have. We got to take a break. It's that lawnmower. Put a bigger engine in them, but then they wouldn't be Subarus. Because people that get Subarus don't care about the engine. They care about their latest pair of hiking boots. That's what they care
about. You're talking crazy. I don't have any.
No, it's outdoorsy
boots.
Mainers that like Subarus. It's the state flower of Maine. For
Mike, I love the outdoors.
I'm glad you like the outdoors. We'll be right back, everybody. Hey, let's face it. Let's face it, people. Face it. Everybody has to deal with bugs in and around your house.
True.
If bugs are even a minor problem for you, you have to check out our next sponsor, Pesty. Pesty is a do-it-yourself pest control company on a mission to provide pro-grade pest control products at an affordable price. With Pesty, there's no more waiting all day with stacks of cash for the bug guy to show up when you can spray it yourself in a few minutes. While other pest control companies charge hundreds of dollars make a one-size-fits-all plan, Pesty makes a customized treatment plan for you based on your location's bugs and climate. And the best part? Pesty is kid and pet friendly, so you don't have to worry about their safety. Plus, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no questions asked. Rob, I know you are enjoying Pesty right now.
You know what this is, Mike? This is the Pesty application device, and it is so easy. You charge it literally on your computer with a USB cord, right? Then you fill up the bag that has the poison in it. You attach it here, and then it's automatic. Look, it sprays for you. You don't have to pump anything. You don't have to throw or anything. It is a rechargeable, reusable sprayer, and
you're your own pest guy.
All I did, Mike, it took me like 10 minutes. I went and I did all the seams of my house, meaning that I have not seen one ant this year. And ants are a problem at my house because I have dog food right by the door. Keeps them all away. And here's what's so cool. You get the kit. They even include little plastic gloves for when you handle the poison. It is do-it-yourself. It's time to do
it. It is the time to protect your home from bugs for less with Pesty. Head to pesty.com/TMOS and use the code TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's pesty.com/TMOS, P-E-S-T-I-E, for 10% off. And make sure you use our promo code so they know that we sent you. Hit the thingy, Rob.
Hey, look at the Kraken. No ants on him.
Oh, no flies.
Pesty is the bestie.
There you go. We start today. You're already not supposed to ask people if they're pregnant or what gender they are. Now there's a new one.
Okay.
And I'd like to discuss this.
All right.
You can't ask someone if they took Ozempic to lose weight. even if you're one of the most famous people on earth, here's a case in point.
All right.
Melissa McCarthy posted some pictures of herself looking thinner than usual. You've seen those.
Of course.
She's been up and down in her career.
Yeah.
Barbara Streisand replied, quote, "Did you take Ozempic?" Well, the internet went off on Barbara to the point that she apologized. She called Melissa a friend and added, quote, "She looked fantastic. I just wanted to pay her a compliment. I forgot the world is reading." For the record, Melissa wasn't offended at all. A TMZ reporter caught up to her and asked if she thought Barbara was out of line. She said, quote, "I think Barbara is a treasure and I love her." All right, look. I really believe that when you're losing weight, there's nobody that's been more public about using medication to lose weight than I have.
Right.
I don't care. I think that it's important to point out that when you're on these medications, you still have to toe the line. It's still, in order for me to successfully lose my weight, it's not just the medication. It's the fact that I know what I'm putting in my body,
mm-hmm.
and I know how much a day I'm doing. If I was to, you know, if you think you go out and you take these injections and suddenly you go to McDonald's and eat 8 quarter pounders with cheese, that's incorrect. What it does is I call it a willpower assistant. Yes. And there's also a blood sugar component to it as well. But does everything have to be shaming? Does everything? I'm not shamed. I let the world know. And it's not because that we sell the products on this show sometimes. It's because I was doing that before anyway.
Yeah.
Because I'm not shamed by it. I know that I have to do other things as well. And I know that I took the step to do it. And it's not, is it an easier way? Absolutely. For me, absolutely. For some people, is it? Yesterday, there were all these comments out in line about Ozempic mind, or, you know, that people are feeling depressed and blah, 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 and going that. I don't know whether that's true or not either. I know that it's just constant that there is this negative stigma. Yeah. And I'm here to tell you, if you are 85 to 125 pounds overweight or more, and this sheds pounds and keeps you alive and keeps you healthy and allows you to play with your kids, who gives a rat's ass? Tell the world.
I agree.
Admit it. Now, you'll notice that Melissa McCarthy, with her response, I'm not sure if she admitted to it or not, and I don't care if she did.
I don't think she did admit to it.
It doesn't matter to me either way how she lost the weight. I'm glad she's lost weight. It's good.
The big thing yesterday was is that Ozempic users are now arriving places late.
You're an ass. You're such an ass. All of that. And I'm waiting for your seasoned response when I play my crackly sound effect. Chris Hemsworth was
handsome.
So taken. Yeah, well, this is a story about handsome Bob.
Okay.
Chris Hemsworth was so taken by Brad Pitt in 1994's Legends of the Fall that he named one of his twin sons after his character, Tristan Ludlow. Now, I think there are two movies that came out around that time. There's Legends of the Fall, and there's A River Runs Through It. And it might be Brad Pitt at his absolute dreamiest. Chris?
Oh, I disagree.
What do you think the dreamiest Brad Pitt is?
I mean, he's always dreamy, but the way he presented himself in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, forget it. He looked
Well, that's
really
the older Brad Pitt.
Yeah, older. Well, you know I like an older man.
Chris and his brothers used to watch it, the movie Legends of the Fall, growing up, and he says, quote, "There's never been a more beautiful man on the screen." So when his wife was pregnant, they rewatched the movie, and he told her, quote, "Is this not the coolest character in the world? I think one of our kids needs to be named Tristan." Chris named the other twin Sasha after Borat.
No. Of course. Another sexy man.
My brother, Bilo.
Very nice.
You'll never get this. La, 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 la. No. He named his, his other twin, Sasha, after a stuntman friend. The boys are 10. Hey, I have a 10-year-old. He also has a daughter named India, who's almost 12. So that's that's cool. And I think Brad Pitt, I don't know. I just don't track with that movie because maybe I haven't watched.
I remembered.
I haven't watched it often.
Slow is what I recall. I just think it was a slow moving movie. Julia is named after a Hollywood star, sort of. Did you know this?
Julia Louis-Dreyfus?
No, my daughter Julia. Her middle name
is Julia Roberts.
No, Julia Spiewak is named after David Addison from Moonlighting. Her middle name is Addison. Show Moonlighting, and she's kind of named after Bruce Willis.
My son is Michael William O'Mara, named William for William Holden. I don't know why that's funny.
Well, you know what they always say, Mike, call Bill Holden for hookers.
Why is William Holden? Is it the tragic death of an alcoholic that makes
me
laugh?
You know what? If you don't like that joke, folks, here's what you do. You pause this podcast, go watch Network, then come back. My name is William.
He's Cigaretti. He is so Cigaretti.
And he is holding on to leading man status by the thinnest of threads.
My God. And it's Faye Dunaway in that movie, too.
That's the best she's ever looked.
Oh, my God. That's too funny. Anyway,
I love it.
Way to go. We recently found out that Jon Bon Jovi, I must have missed this. Apparently, he enjoyed the carnal side of the rock and roll lifestyle.
Oh, he's got a documentary that's floating around. That's why.
There it is. Mm-hmm. He's been with his wife, his high school sweetheart, forever. Her name is Dorothea. In a new interview, he revealed just how much he strayed, give or take. Quote, "I got away with murder. I'm a rock and roll star. I'm not a saint. You know, I'm not saying there weren't 100 girls in my life. I'm Jon Bon Jovi. It was pretty good." Well, honest, right?
Yeah.
Being honest.
100 seems low for him.
Interesting you mentioned that, especially one who had a free pass.
Right.
Or at least a very forgiving lady. Yeah. Kiss your good lady for me. Hi,
we're
Ross.
Just getting dressed.
Yes, we're getting just going to a charity, dude. Guys like Gene Simmons, we've had Gene Simmons on the show, and he said, you know, the forces of gravity. He talks about Lemmy from Motorhead. He's dead, right? Isn't Lemmy from Motorhead dead?
Yeah.
They put their body counts in the thousands. I hate it when they put it that way.
I know.
Body count.
Will Chamberlain, too, right?
Yeah. With due respect, they did not quite measure up to John in the looks department, which you would agree is true.
Yeah, I think
right?
so. Yeah.
But John made it clear he would never let any extracurricular activities jeopardize his relationship with Dorothea. Quote, "There is no doubt in my mind that this world revolves because of her, because of what she did to keep the kids right, when she does what she does to keep me right, what we do together to keep it right. No doubt about it." One of my philosophies, in addition to don't get happy, is judge not, lest ye be judged. But I have always believed, this is my feeling, when you pursue extramarital relationships, I believe that the greatest danger is that with that level of intimacy, you will come across someone that will elevate it to more than sex.
Right.
That's what I've always believed. I'm not saying that you might have an open relationship, but I'm saying when you have that open relationship, you have stacked the odds against you in a way, because if one of these flings ends up being something more, then it might rock your world, and especially your significant other's world. What say you?
I agree. I think that is true. I think that there is a difference between a physical and emotional attraction. And if you get into the neighborhood of an emotional attraction, trouble will start. But you can't do that, I don't think, without opening the door to physical attraction. Another thing that troubles me is that his wife is named Dorothea, which makes me think she might be 97 years old.
Dorothea. And
it's an old-fashioned name.
And do you regret letting your wife travel to Japan to see another man?
No, not at all. I'm glad, because the other man was Lemmy from Motorhead.
Thank you. If the Skittles Taste the Rainbow ad campaign lives rent-free in your head, now you can live rent-free in a Skittles rainbow. Skittles has announced a new promotion where they're offering only one, the chance to live in a tiny Manhattan apartment for free for a year. It isn't just any apartment. It's super colorful.
Oh, this, Mike, read slowly because I'll be taking notes. This sounds good.
It's super colorful.
To wait and live by yourself in a Skittles apartment? Great.
There is a lot of Skittles decor. So if you have a sugar habit and are easily tempted, it could be intense. If you're trying to visualize this funhouse, it looks like the kind of place you can imagine a divorced, middle-aged Ronald McDonald moving into after his clown wife was banged by Lemmy.
That's right.
Here are the specifics. It's a tiny, 353-square-foot apartment with one bathroom, not far from Midtown. Maybe they used mine.
Sounds like it. I wonder if you'll need that bathroom after eating all those Skittles.
Can you imagine what that bowl is going to look like with the food coloring?
Yeah, like spin art.
Even at that size, a year of free rent is a huge number for this location. The building also offers a fitness center, a roof deck, an outdoor grill, a laundry room, and bike storage.
That sounds great.
Your lease would run from June 15th of this year through May 14th of 2025. So it's less than a year.
Yeah, but, it is.
But you can get that toehold. You get your sugary toehold in New York City. Yeah. You can enter for a chance to win now through Tuesday, May 21st at Skittles.com/Littles Living. Right.
You know what, Mike? I'm going to hold off for the Hershey apartment. Where everything the Hershey is
Bears. Yeah. Season tickets to the Hershey Bears.
Hey, I love it.
For Mother's Day this year, you can ask your mother if she wants to go out and eat, and then you can ask her if she wants to go out to eat with you. According to new research, 31% of moms will consider dining out with friends, 21% will consider a date night without their kids, and 10% may dine solo for Mother's Day. Regardless of who's going to restaurants, they will be packed. According to OpenTable, Mother's Day, the number one busiest day in restaurants last year. The second biggest day was the Saturday before Mother's Day because they're going out for the same holiday.
I guess.
Overall, 54% of Americans plan to dine out this Mother's Day, and that's even higher among millennials and Gen Zers like your daughter.
There I you have go. Never taken Carrie out for Mother's Day. I've always observed it, but I've never taken her out.
Just another one of the neglectful holidays like Valentine's Day where you say, you know, you're lucky. You're lucky. Perhaps you ought to take her out this Mother's Day just to say thank
you. What she likes is flowers and chocolate and for me to cook for her something that she loves and maybe okay. have my mother over.
All
but
right.
We've never gone out. Because you know why? It is a hassle and you can't. If you go to a place that's that crowded, you can't enjoy your meal, so you can't do it.
Well, you deal with the Lemmy marks. That's all I can say. Your nightly routine, finally, of
social
media.
Where did
this
hair come from?
Love this big, dark, dyed black hair. Your nightly routine of social media scrolling could be deadly to your love life, at least.
Okay.
Known as parallel scrolling. The habit of silently swiping on your phone while laying next to your partner could be a death sentence for your relationship. Well, color mine dead then.
Yeah, me too.
Dead, Dom, if that's the way it goes. Here's the quote. I don't believe it. You're basically decreasing the chance of intimacy and affection or just generally engaging with your partner. That's according to Tracy Ross, who's a New York City-based couples and family therapist. Well, F you!
Does she live in the Skittles apartment?
Connection is critical for a strong relationship, and it needs to happen regularly without fail. Laying in bed can be a time to connect with each other.
Yeah.
Something Ross says many couples last. Her clients often complain that the other person is constantly on their phone. Or is it, everybody's constantly on their phone now, for God's sake, okay?
Yeah,
color
Ross.
My relationship dead, Tracy. Family. Marriage therapist, like the one that I used that gave my wife business cards from divorce attorneys at the time.
Is
Worked
it
out okay for me, though. Thank
is it
you.
Okay that Tracy is banging John Bon Jovi?
No, it's Lemmy.
Oh, I forgot.
Thousands. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Meara Show. Let's talk about our friends at Legacy Box. With Mother's Day fast approaching, it happens to be Sunday, May 12th, it's a great gift for the whole family. Relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 1990s.
I had
remember?
One. Horrible.
Because you had hair.
I
Reconnect
did.
With your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time.
Hello, Lemmy.
Just send in your legacy box.
Skittles.
Everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. So easy. Legacy Box digitizes over 15 different types of analog media. So whether it's VHS tapes, Super 8 film reels, or photo negatives, they've got you covered. Thanks to Legacy Box, all of our family's histories can live on with digital clarity and no degradation. One of my mom's favorite gifts ever was a video I made about her entire life. Not a dry eye in the house. I gave
Nailed
it to
it.
Her for her 80th birthday. Now, thanks to Legacy Box, it's going to live forever. Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. Legacybox.com/TMOS. We go to Fort Myers, Florida, my hometown, Rob.
What a great town. Isn't that close to the Miami Trail?
You know, it's known as the reddest area of the state of Florida, which is a very red state now.
Yes.
I happen to live here. Lee County, Robert E. Lee County, Florida. Where? Look, I didn't choose it. I stumbled upon it. I wasn't thinking about Confederate generals when I purchased my home here.
Tell the
truth. It just
worked
out this way. No. Yeah, that's right. I lived near Lee Highway in Virginia, and I live in Lee County.
Check
down
your
here.
Search. If you check Mike's search history, it says Americana is what Mike likes.
No, I look up. It's not hate. It's heritage.
That's beautiful. And put it in quotation marks.
This is my wonderful area. The Lee County Sheriff's Office said a woman threw a machete at her neighbor's face after he asked her to keep the noise down. And because everything is recorded now, the attack was caught on camera.
Nice.
Jamie Dos Santos said he was trying to sleep around midnight on Monday when his neighbors started partying outside his house off 10th Avenue in the Pine Manor neighborhood of South Fort Myers. Dos Santos said he walked outside and begged his neighbors to keep the noise down. Here's the quote. "Ruby, or the girl over here, decided that she didn't like that. I said, put earplugs in and go back in my house." Hold on a second. This is a weird quote. "Ruby, or the girl over here, decided..."
Maybe she owns the house that he is complaining about?
According to... Let me see. James Jones said he was trying to sleep. So he's the guy that's trying to sleep.
Right, right.
So this is... the lady says there were a couple of beer bottles thrown at Dos Santos, a couple of open can beers that were splashed on him and his trailer. After getting soaked by beer, Dos Santos said his neighbor, Ruby Mancha, picked up a machete and slung it at him towards his face. He said the machete missed his face, but only because he ducked in the nick of time. He said, "I don't know where it came from. She was standing here arguing with me. She grabbed it from somewhere and just flung it. You know what I think it was? I think it was from the banana tree."
Well, Mike,
according to Dos Santos,
I think that you need a machete to harvest bananas. Do you not?
Well, I don't think. I think you could. I think if you use it with a Swiss Army knife, it might take a longer time to get those.
It would
bananas
take,
off
but I'm just saying you don't like pick them like you do apples or peaches. You have to go up and free them.
The machete hit his trailer instead and left behind a big hole in the metal.
Yeah,
it's a trailer park.
Do you Are you sure it's a trailer park in Florida? Because the place was called Pine Manor. That sounds pretty fancy.
Well, that doesn't change anything. It was a trailer. That's where it happens.
And have you ever seen a banana tree down there?
No, I've seen mango trees and banana trees, and I know where Pine Manor is. I've driven by it. It's close to your favorite place, Dave and Buster's. How's that for a segue?
Beautiful.
How's that?
Beautiful.
Did I do
segue.
Good with that?
You did.
Thank you.
But you know, to stay true to our clock, we should probably break. And then come back for David. Yeah.
Really? Are we running that late?
Well, yeah.
Okay. You sure?
Yep.
Okay. We'll take a break. And we'll come back with Dave and Buster's right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. I didn't know you had a long one. That's fine.
Well, no, this is pretty good. I think you're going to enjoy talking about this.
All right. Very good. We'll be back with more fun and thrills. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. And I'm in the mood for a giant bag of super sticky Skittles. Yum, yum, yum. Hey, everybody. 80% of men will experience hair thinning in their lifetime. They need Nutrafol, a clinically tested hair growth supplement for men. Take their hair wellness quiz at Nutrafol.com/men for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. You can purchase it online with no prescriptions or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. You'll see results in 3 to 6 months. We have seen it work. And it's the real deal.
It is.
You know, Mother's Day's coming up. Why not surprise mom with a new head of hair? Everything for mama. Very nice. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and a free shipping, everybody.
It's
when you go
so
to
nice.
Nutrafol, so nice, .com/men and enter the promo code TMOS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men and enter the promo code TMOS. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code TMOS. Yes, Rob came in today and said, "I have Dave and Buster's news." I will tell you one thing about Dave and Buster's. It seems to me, on my excursions to that particular amusement area, it can get a tad pricey. That's what I would say about Dave.
Of course, and this will help offset that. They have Dave and Buster's everywhere. I wasn't aware. We have three in the D.C. area. My kids have aged out. I don't go to Dave and Buster's. I've done, back in the day, Mike, I did a few radio station appearances at Dave and Buster's, so I'm aware of how it is. And they've got, you know, like golf simulators, the basketball game where you have to beat somebody with that skee ball. But I also know this about the American people, Mike. Left to their own devices, they're going to start betting on things.
Well, people I was going to say, bet. When you were bringing this up, you know, the idea of really slot machines and casinos is essentially an adult arcade.
Yep.
The only difference is there's more on the line. And that's really, they are child's characters, by and large, and child's spinny games that people play when they do that. And, you know, and I have gotten into the habit to keep my degenerate gambling down to a low roar, watching them online, because they bet a lot more than I do, and they can afford to. So it's
if you were to say, you know, Michael's almost out of school. Say maybe on the last day of school, you know, a kid is screaming and excited and riding high, and you said, "Let's go to Dave and Buster's." Would he be into it?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. He's gone for a birthday party recently. So and you know, and the thing is, the last people that took him there, the couple, I'm not sure which of our friends it was, but we, you know, we give him a little cash-a-roo. If you're going to have your kid go on a little excursion to a place like that, you know, you owe it to the other parents to give them the option, but they never take it. It's frustrating, you know, it really is, but it's a cool place to go for kids and the 10-year-old too.
But here's why you might think you should go along, because the Dave & Buster's app will soon allow betting on Dave & Buster's games. So, like, if you were to do skee ball with a friend, you could use the Dave & Buster's app to actually place a cash bet as to who is going to win at skee ball.
Now, how do they get around gaming laws in municipalities? Is this a is
only
it because
where
you
available.
Use the app? Only where available.
Only where available. But it is available in all 223 Dave and Buster's locations across the U.S. They describe it on the app as one of their exclusive perks.
That now I'm trying to think that you go, so you can't go into the Dave and Buster's and say, if I shoot, I don't know what a good score is for skee ball. Mm-hmm. If I shoot a big number in skee ball, I'll win this, or I'm just not sure
Dave
how they
Buster's
would make
has
it.
Not, they've not replied. I looked on three different sources, and they haven't replied to all of them, or any of them, I should say. But it says, and I quote from their press release, the partnership will integrate Lucra, that's the designer of the app, the partnership will integrate Lucra's gamification software into the Dave & Buster's app, allowing loyalty members to compete with each other, earn rewards, and unlock exclusive perks.
Oh, okay. So it's not gambling. It's not. It's unlocking exclusive perks would be funny money. It wouldn't be real cash money. And you're not going to worry about the slot machine crowd if you're not talking about cash money. And by the way,
I don't know. Here's the weird thing. You got to be 18 to do it. So there must be some gambling aspect of it.
Yeah. I was going to say when you started reading this that I think it would be really, really cool to incorporate that. You know, if we want to really break down family unity, you know, you put a little section. I think the arcade, every time I go into a Chuck E. Cheese, a Dave & Buster's, a Game Time like we have down here, I'm always seeking out something that resembles like a slot. That's it. You know, it's the same. It's adult arcades. That's what a slot machine is. And I think it would be perfectly acceptable, but a little dangerous. As long as you don't let the kidlings in.
We could go the other way, though. Like, what if the Hollywood Casino here at Charlestown put in a ball pit?
Probably for stress reduction, you know.
I can only imagine with how dirty the chips are at the roulette wheel.
Oh, I would imagine you would have to
be a disaster.
You'd have to be, you know, you'd have to get out of there and be deloused after you walked out of that. You know, I mean, it would be
a good delousing is always.
You get
great.
Head lice. You would have to get all the head lice off of you and get the E. coli off of your shoulders and your clothing when you went in there. I think that ultimately, as we the infantilization of America. You're going to have casinos in more and more places. You're going to have the casino games. There is a game now that I watch online people play. It's called Huff and Puff. And it is a slot machine about the big bad wolf.
Oh, I thought it was about Sam Huff and Snoop Dogg.
No, it is Huff and More Puff. And what you do is the bonus is you get hard hats. If you get six hard hats, you go to the bonus round. And then if you get another hard hat that lands on the existing hard hat, it goes from building a straw house. Not that I don't live vicariously through these people. It goes from a straw house to a brick house. A wood house to a brick house.
Ow.
And the brick house is called a mansion.
Yes.
And when you get the mansion, you get your biggest bonus once the wolf blows the houses down. So you get like eight spins. You get six spins.
For how much?
The wheel.
Like a quarter?
It depends what the bet is.
Okay.
Yeah, the value is determined what your bet is. But you go to the bonus round, and then it goes ding, ding. And sometimes you don't get any more hats at all, hard hats at all.
And that's
sometimes
sad, right?
You get enough to buy, to build three mansions, and you can get a really large bonus. It's not low volatility. Let me put it to you that way.
Say,
it's not low volatility at all. It's very complex, but not super complex, but I like watching.
It has become so common. People love to bet. True story. One time my Uncle Bruce, who you met at a Las Vegas styled appearance we did out in Las Vegas, he came to both of our Vegas shows.
Right.
He was locked up in the jail. I forget exactly why, but he was spending some time in the jail with some pretty hardened convicts.
Right.
And they had a TV on, and the TV was on Channel 20 with Captain 20, who would host afternoon television shows for kids.
Yeah, one of those local TV hosts.
Right. And in between shows, like between the Munsters and the Little Rascals or whatever, they would race gerbils. And the convicts were betting on the gerbils. So I think given any environment, people are going to want to bet. So
Captain 20 took care of his gerbils, though, I heard. He truly did. He took care of his gerbils in a real special way.
He did,
there,
Mike.
You go.
And you know what the motto always was with Captain 20?
We need more twine. That's what he said. Yeah. Anyway, write your own jokes, folks. That's the way it's going to go. We'll take a break, and then when we come back, we've got a flip side coming up. Dave and Buster's, yes, go gamble. Gamble, everybody. And remember, if you're in a casino, Huff and More Puff. Check it out. Vegas Matt. Vegas
Hard
Matt.
Hard hats, Mike. Hard
By the way,
hats.
I know people are trying to put Vegas Matt and this show together. I have no idea whether he wants to come on this show or not, but we have reached out to Vegas Matt, and I'd love to know, his secrets for gambling out there and the amount of money and where he gets his money and all that fun stuff. I'd love
and
to do that.
Also, how to get more mansions.
Yes, more mansions on Huff and More Pub. All right, listen up. It's time to discover the transformative power of DermGlowSkin.com for weight loss. Witness the results yourself. I've shed over 80 pounds, never felt better. DermGlowSkin.com streamlines weight loss management effortlessly. Simply take a quiz, consult with a doctor, and have your weight loss medication delivered directly to you. No insurance needed. Once you begin, expect continuous medical support. And all the supplies are included, too. You can start immediately. Don't hesitate. Isn't it time to shed up to 26% of your body weight? I'm living proof that it works. Stop the food noise and reclaim your true self. Get excited and reach out to Carla for any inquiries. She's dedicated to assisting you. DermGlowSkin.com. Let's go. Yeah, and before we get to the flip side.
Oh, yeah. Kill the music.
It's interesting that this guy, I watch a lot of his videos, and on one of his videos.
Vegas Matt, this guy?
Yeah. Vegas Matt, everybody responded to it that he was talking about, would you do a podcast? I do a podcast. And he mentions Joe Rogan, and he mentions another one. He said he did a podcast at one time. I think it'd be very interesting to talk to the guy because that is how he occupies every one of his days. He releases videos every single day where he is gambling tens of thousands of dollars every single day. I find it will fascinate you.
I wonder if you were given the opportunity, I mean, regardless of the return, could you gamble slots that much? That's a lot.
I always think this. I always think that when you do something that becomes a job that you've done for recreation, it diminishes it. And I would think if I had to go into a casino every day, it might be tedious. I also think that there's an addictive quality to it that might allow you to do that, and then you turn your addiction into a way to make a living. But I have no idea. These are questions I will save for Vegas Matt if we ever get him on the show.
You know what I always say, Mike, is find a job you love. And you'll never work a day in your life.
Hello. Roll over.
The flip side. Hooray for Jennifer Aniston, who is endorsing a new hair care product. It's a whole line of stuff. I believe there are gels and shampoos and what they call hair paste. And I watched her promotion announcement. It's essentially a promotional announcement that's floating around on Instagram. And I think it's terrific, but I didn't pay much attention to her hair.
And now here's another addition. I love it so much. It's paste. Hair paste. So excited.
She goes.
Yeah.
Hey, boy.
Just,
I love her.
I don't care.
I can watch that. I mean, I'm still, I think she's just got magnetism. And, you know, I enjoyed in that brief little video.
Yes.
A little moment where it's like, Jen, we're going to be late. I'm an idiot. I'm sorry. I'm a moron. I really am.
Gonna be late.
I'm such an idiot.
This is our little family. We've got
honey, hurry up.
We've got our detangler. We've got our shampoo and conditioner.
Come on now.
The bike's in the car.
Carl and I are waiting in the boudoir.
It's paste. Hair paste. So excited.
Are they going to do another morning show? Is there going to be another episode?
Yeah, I believe there is one in the works
of the morning
right now.
Show?
Good. Great show. Great show. Mike,
I love her.
Mm-hmm. You could have her back into the bedroom where you could make some Mike O'Mara hair paste.
Stop. No. No,
it's just
no.
Mike. It's carnauba wax and
no,
scent.
You couldn't help yourself. You've gone back to that. No, 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 no.
I don't know why Oz writes those jokes. It's not
God.
Me. Trust me.
Gross.
We have both enjoyed benefits from the science, and I'm not even
I'm still
use
getting it. Over your last comment.
God. I'm not going to Mike. Damn. I'm not even going to use air quotes. The science of chiropractic.
Yeah.
And who would be the best person or object or best person to benefit from chiropractic would have to be...
Don't call it chiropractic. You make it sound like it's quackery.
I did not use air quotes. The chiropractor's probably dream patient would have the longest neck possible, like a giraffe.
Now lift your head.
If you think adjusting a giraffe's neck would be a pain in the neck, listen for the crack. Here's how this Oklahoma chiropractor describes it.
Being able to work on a giraffe is a chiropractor's dream. I mean, it's the largest neck in the world.
Dr. Joran Whitley was called in because Jerry the giraffe, owned by a private rancher, had a chewing issue.
His jaw was not moving to the left.
So Dr. Whitley stuck his neck out trying to adjust Jerry's.
What does it feel like to adjust a giraffe?
Their hair is pokey and their tongues are really slimy.
Their hair is pokey and
thank
their
you, doctor.
Are slimy.
That's very scientific. Thank you. I didn't see any cracking going on during that video. I saw a lot of caressing.
I did too.
See a lot of cracking.
Yeah,
You know, you're familiar with the ring dinger, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, we've discussed it.
Wrap
That's
the
what
towel
that
around
is.
The cheek and then just yank your head off your body. Fascinating.
Am I that. The only one that thinks the phrase Oklahoma chiropractor sounds like a sex act?
See, that one I accept.
Okay.
See, when
I've
you're
just
got to
walk
about
the line.
Hair paste. You perv.
I didn't bring up the phrase hair paste, all right?
They Oklahoma did. Chiropractor.
Give her the old Oklahoma chiropractor, Mike. trouble, Mike. The Dodgers were visiting the Diamondbacks.
Okay.
And they had to postpone the game, and do you know why?
Why?
Bees!
Quite a scene here at Chase Field. You're looking live at a bee colony that has established a foothold high atop the backstop behind home plate, and thus we remain in a bee delay prior to game
Southwest.
Two of the series here.
Yep, there's bad ones down there.
And the Los Angeles Dodgers. I'm Todd Walsh. We wanted to give you an update on the situation. I want to show you some of the events that unfolded. This was what we saw right after our pregame show concluded and the bees began swarming, and obviously that's an issue. No one knew exactly how long it would take. Now we hear between 8:15 and 8:30. Blue Sky Pest Control is on the
Blue
way,
Sky Pest
not
Control,
here in the ballpark
Mike.
Yet. The fans were moved out of the way. They saw this on the giant screen out here. Yes, we are in a bee delay.
Right down near the field.
We'll see both scheduled starting pitchers here tonight as well. But hopefully we'll see you in an hour or maybe even less. Back now.
Now here's where it gets good.
This is it. The beekeeper made his
way. That's the beekeeper.
A grand entrance onto the field here.
The beekeeper's here.
He was greeted by a standing ovation by the fans here waiting to see if this game
He's not in one of his crazy bee suits, though.
No, he has the bee suit with him, and when he finished, as they said, he got a standing ovation, and they let him throw out the first pitch. The game went on.
I lost my virginity to bee delay. She was a New Orleans prostitute. Go over see bee delay. Bee delay will take care of you. Yes, sirree. Hello, everybody.
They asked, actually, since it was a Dodgers game, they asked Shohei Ohtani how he was doing with the delay.
Oh, no, not the bees! Not the bees! Ah! I love my eyes! My eyes! Ah!
It's interesting because he doesn't speak English, Rob Spiewak.
Mike, in times of great stress, we pull the best out of ourselves. And then he performed the Oklahoma Chiropractor.
Yeah, the Oklahoma Chiropractor. Try that at home. Yeah, you'll end up in traction.
That's all I got for you today.
We
got
to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. Thank you for buying our T-shirts. We appreciate that. More good stuff coming on TMOSstore.com. And we'll see you tomorrow with a brand new episode for the great and powerful Oz of Mr. Rob Spiewak. This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
The bees!
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Right. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.